Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello all, it's Helen here, the voice of Azu from Rusty Quill Gaming and the host and director of Enthusiasm. Today, I'm here to tell you about The Program. The Program audio series is a science fiction anthology podcast set in a world where money, state, and God are fused into a single entity. Every episode is a standalone story featuring ordinary people inhabiting this extraordinary world. And for them, it's not the future that is terrifying, but our present. The Program is sometimes funny, sometimes poignant, but it is always smart. Find out more about The Program at www.rustyquill.com or www.programaudioseries.com or search for The Program Audio Series wherever you listen to your podcasts. Have fun and enjoy the episode.
Hi everyone, Ben here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Dania Gross, Christine Labrie, Anne Ackerman-Carter, Coco, Joshua Pittman, Gary A. Bonilla, Lawrence Taylor, Bradley Beth, Soumya Sankavaram, Tech Orb. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Welcome to episode 84 of the Rusty Quill Gaming Podcast. I am your host and GM, Alex Newell, and with me today for another exciting episode, I have...
Ben Meredith.
Bryn Monroe.
Lydia Nicholas.
And what are you playing? Who are you playing? Why are you playing? How are you playing?
Grisop Drikak Amsterdam.
Hamid Salah Harun Al-Tahan.
Sasha Rackett, and I don't know, because the rest of my life isn't satisfying. I want to play new games. Boldly Adventure. Alex, you've opened up a can of worms.
Yeah, well, we're going to have to cancel this because Lyd's having an existential crisis.
My reason for playing is apparently because I enjoy being tortured by Alex by being forced into confrontations with evil exes.
But mine is because I like my friends.
And I'm here because I like, you know, forcing casual misery on all the people that I know and love.
And admin.
And admin! I love lists.
Oh, the admin's okay.
Lists
mind
are
that.
Great.
Loves admin.
With admin in mind, we should probably briefly recap what happened recently. You're in an office, basically. A massive, huge office. And you went and you met Isaac Newton, who was a bit off.
Yeah.
Ish. And long story short, you have filled your bags with swag, carried as many bags as you can.
Yeah, we grabbed bags.
In fact, you turned bags into bags. Swag.
Yeah, bag swag. Swag. Hashtag bag for life.
Hashtag swag bag for life.
Hashtag in my bag.
We basically just should have put on, you know, like blindfolds with the eye holes cut out, stripy jumpers, and put dollar signs on all these bags as we carried them.
Pretty much. But more important than the swag, you are still actually in this pocket dimension within Isaac Newton's office.
Which is basically
office.
A bag.
now I think about it, yes. Helping.
What a
hashtag
gag.
Helping.
And it
hashtag
gives, it gives him helping. A lot of swagger as well.
It
okay.
Does.
Hashtag
okay.
Swag bag gag.
Stop. Stop. Stop compensating.
What's the word?
They've introduced it.
Stop compensating. Right. Just because James isn't
I'm
here doesn't
this
mean we all
bag
have
down
to be unruly. I will turn this podcast around.
It's lads.
Do
it's
it.
Turning into a drag.
So.
This podcast is really lagging.
So.
Well, if Alex would just stop nagging us and get on with it.
This has gone so far off the rails so quickly.
He asked us to stay on track.
I have one request. I have one request.
No, guys, we've really got to be pragmatic about this.
Enough.
He was like, right. Guys, just focus.
Just a basic amount of self-control.
I'm focusing on crag puns.
So what is happening is you have collected all of your swag and are now heading back to... I'm just going to power through. You are heading back to Isaac Newton's office. You had a plan basically to ask him to get you out of there rather than a three-day trek through the floorboards again. And Liliana is in tow. Because she's decided it is time to present her research. She's coming with you because she wants to, not because you want her to. That's important.
I don't care. I don't care. Never he did. Says convincingly.
So with that in mind, we will pick up with you are all outside Isaac's office in his house in his office.
Yep. I knock, but I don't wait for a response because I know he won't.
Look at you. Look at you reading the room. Yeah, yeah. The door opens. Isaac's there. He's ignoring you.
Professor Newton, I'm so sorry to bother you again. You said it would be okay to ask you to just quickly get us back to the outside once we were ready to go.
Yep, sure.
Didn't mean to trespass on your time. But thank you so much for all your help. It's really appreciated.
It means we'll be gone quicker, so, you know.
Yes, yes, it does. That's a thing. Mm-hmm.
Silver lining.
So, Liliana, you going too? Yes. Great. Where do you want to go, all of you?
The door of your office.
Which one?
The real one. The big
Which
one. The one in Prague University.
We want to go back to the university, all right?
Send us to the Central Grand Council Chamber.
All right. Calm down. God.
Ah!
Bang. You immediately whomp, blink out of existence.
Oh, dear.
And blink back into an existence.
Oh, my goodness.
We can only hope that you're the same person, although you cease to exist for an infinitesimal amount of time.
Continuity itself is
well, we were completely
overrated.
Destroyed and rebuilt. Are we the same person? Are our souls the same?
Magic!
Yes, because I'm still blessed by
you
Artemis.
All, you appear outside the central chambers of the magical university. You know the ones I mean. Bertie's body's still there, presumably, but the door is closed and there's no one in the corridor currently.
Oh, he missed.
Well, you can't teleport into that room. Probably put us at the closest possible... place?
Dunno, I'd expect him more from the great Professor Isaac Newton.
We can't break all the physical laws of the universe, just most of them. Well, okay, I wonder if anyone's in there. I knock and again open the door. Waiting for people to respond after knocking is so passe.
You've come such a long way, Hamid. Such a long way.
He's a leader in the making.
The door is so dynamic. Mm. So the door opens and inside there is the now shrouded body of Bertie still upon the table. And you see the sergeant, let's call him. The official who originally insisted on you being detained but not attacked.
Oh, God, I hated him.
He turns around and just kind of looks a bit surprised to see you.
Watcher.
What?
Hello? What?
Oh, I've got Kafka's assistant here. Might be able to help with your inquiries.
Oh, that gets a reaction from him.
You know, the one you accused me of having something to do with the disappearance of?
Yeah.
That one.
And the one that you were not looking for when you were haranguing us in your interrogation cells, which was very successful, I have to say.
Everyone give me a perception check.
Ha!
Good.
Natural one from me.
Good.
Oh, natural one from me.
Excellent. This is going so well.
I got 20.
20.
But not naturally.
Unnatural
20.
So, yes, you notice, and everyone else... absolutely does not notice. The second that you arrived, Liliana's just been walking off. Like, this, you appeared, and she immediately just started off down the corridor. So while they're saying, we've got this person, she's not there. She's, like, going round the corner as they're saying that. I mean, who? I'm not seeing...
So, Sasha is not going to say anything, but because she's super fast,
yes,
she's just going to run and be in front of Liliana. Mm-hmm.
Like a cartoon character.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm...
You're
like,
preternaturally fast.
I am twice as... I mean, I assume she's not optimised for speed.
Funnily enough, she is not.
She's a halfling wizard.
So. Right. No. So I'm just going to do and stand in front of her and play with my shiny new daggers. So,
yes.
They're over there. Mate.
Oh, now that we're out of the pocket dimension, I've actually stuffed most of our swag into my bag of holding rather than trying to carry it in my arms temporarily.
I'm going to be honest, I kind of really wanted you to leave the snow globe and immediately be crushed under your own swag in the high gravity. Didn't happen. I laid that trap, but it didn't happen.
Right, so, yeah, they're over there, mate.
Oh, right.
Yeah, you're going to have to go over there and answer some questions.
I mean, I don't really see why.
Sarah,
isn't it?
Oh, wait! And I'll run up, but there's no...
just literally playing with the daggers through her fingers, just standing in front of her. And as Liliana might try and move to either side, she's not gonna win this with words. She's gonna use words. All right.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. So it looks like Sasha's got you. But seriously, if you keep walking away, I'll just shoot your knees off.
Of course, Hamid's friends will threaten to shoot my knees off.
Oh, no, I'm not a friend, I'm a work colleague and a bounty hunter. And we're bounty hunting you because you're a wanted prisoner. So if you want to go and ask, you're under arrest! How did you not get that when we got you and we said you were under arrest?
Yeah, what he said.
Like, Isaac Newton has really rubbed off on you because you are just a horribly aloof, irritating, sentient creature.
As this conversation's happening, the guard has come up and gently places a hand on Liliana's shoulder. I wouldn't mind having some of my questions answered as well. He steers her. She's actually, you know, not built particularly hardily. It starts showing up, actually. Hamid, over the course of this, has started getting kind of hardy for a halfling. And by comparison, she kind of looks a bit weedy, kind of like an academic that should have gone outside a bit more.
Yeah, I mean, he has, like, 2 figures worth of hit points.
Also, yeah. His core muscles will be rock hard from that thrown up he's been
doing. True.
I haven't thrown up in like
weeks,
ages,
days.
Ages. I'm not sure I've thrown up since season one, guys. Have I thrown up at all in season two?
Yes. So, the captain of the guard starts walking Liliana away, and over his shoulder goes, "You're still with that wild guy."
Yeah.
Carry on then. And he just marches her out of your life.
Right. Well, that's that done.
Yeah, she didn't seem all that nice.
Hamid doesn't really respond. Just all kind right. of rolls his eyes slightly.
All silences are awkward for Sasha. Yeah. So she doesn't know the difference.
So what's next?
Well, I suppose we present this research to Wild and then see about... I mean, I need to go to Cairo for my sister's funeral.
Let's go there, then.
I mean, it's on our route anyway. We've got things to do there.
That's Hamid, 2 reasons.
Hamid, we'll go for your sister's funeral, mate. It's.
Thank you. Where is Wild when you need him?
Well, do you not have, ways of communicating with him?
No, he just turns up and irritates.
Turns up, yeah.
Yeah, just says bad puns and then...
Right.
It's done. Yeah.
Okay.
Sort of witticisms. You follow the witticisms.
We're a deniable asset, so, you know, we don't want to...
Okay. Well, he's got to be staying in the university somewhere, right?
Yeah, he'll be around here somewhere.
Like, I suppose there's a moment where we all awkwardly stand there and look around, because usually he's there if you don't want him.
Wild?
What? No. What? Wild?
No.
All right.
Where did we see him last?
Canteen.
Yeah, let's head there.
Everyone give me a perception check.
Wild was behind us all along.
20. 24.
22.
It never rains but it pours. So as Liliana was heading off, you see that something has been left on the corridor floor as she was leaving, most likely dropped. Again, you did quite well in perception, so yeah, it looks like it was cast aside as opposed to like deliberately left or anything. It appears to be some kind of small crystal.
I'll go and pick it up. No, I won't. No, I won't.
So you go with your bare hands.
I will.
Hands,
I will
yeah?
go. Oh, just a second.
What? Then I'm going halfway to picking it up.
Would you just check if it's magical first? Maybe.
I assume it is. Everything is around here.
Poke it with my foot.
It goes clatter, clatter, clatter.
Nah, seems fine.
And glows a bit.
All right, maybe it's a bit.
I cast detect magic.
So it has a.
very strong conjuration effect upon it. When it rattled a bit, it sort of gave a brief glow and then went away again.
Can I poke it with a dagger? I'm going to poke it with a dagger.
It's got an aura of like summoning or something. It may have a creature trapped inside it. Clink, or it might clink. Be part of that whole... Don't do that. Do you remember the basement in France?
Give me a perception check, Sasha.
Where we let out those giant elementals.
Yeah, and then like...
It might be that.
We totally fought them, right?
No! We let them fight each other while we ran away because they would have killed us.
We got an 18.
An 18? Something's moving in your pack.
Ooh. Takes a pack off. I think Wild might be in my rucksack.
Wait, what?
I mean, he always turns up, right? And there's something. Open the pack.
So you're digging around. It doesn't really seem to be doing anything. But as you're digging around, the crystal begins to...
Crystal's doing something.
And there's definitely movement coming from in your pack. You're digging around.
What did you put in there?
And
is it paired with something?
Right at the very bottom of the pack. Yeah. You find the metal orb that you nicked from the secret study of Francois Henri right in the depths of Paris, and it's rattling slightly.
Oh, right, so...
Sasha, what is that?
I don't know, it's just a ball of stuff.
Where did you get it?
We've been in some weird places, mate. It's best not to ask.
What's it?
Move it away from the crystal!
Oh, move it towards from the crystal!
Yeah!
I thought it was going to do something.
Yeah, that was really anticlimactic. Yeah.
A voice comes out that all of you recognise, apart from Grizzop. So actually just two of you recognise. Yeah. I've lost a lot of party members along the way.
Hello.
What's the voice, if we recognise it?
Wait, is that Mr. Ceiling? That's so.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
No.
Oh, no.
No.
Undo it.
Turn it off.
What? It's just a... Hello.
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 All right.
No.
Right.
Okay, it's copying me.
Hello.
No, it's not.
Yeah, so I...
Where did you get that bauble, Sasha?
I'm not a bauble. I'm an orb.
Well, where did you get the orb?
A bauble.
Hamid.
Oh, it wasn't that good. You don't deserve that laugh that you're giving yourself. Take it back.
I'm laughing at other people's reaction.
Yeah.
Why are you both so scared of the orb?
I don't know. Hello, dear. I'm an orb.
Hi, orb.
Hello.
I'm
Grizzop.
Hello, Grizzop.
Just don't give it any ideas.
Do not talk about morality with...
What's morality?
No!
Oh, God, why?
It's when...
Oh!
No! Don't answer it!
Put it in a bag of holding!
No,
box it in a bag of holding.
I've got some really good rules.
No!
Yeah.
No!
Yes!
So
you don't have good rules.
I do! Ultimately, the Church of Artemis' rules, they're great rules.
No!
Rules I live by.
You have rules.
Rules everyone should live by, really.
You have rules that you live by, because you're a person, and you understand how sometimes rules have to be flexible. What if you didn't?
But they're really good rules.
Can you promise me that every single rule is logically compatible in all ways and will never produce a harmful outcome?
Or, like, say...
Well, some of the rules are about causing harm, so no.
Well, exactly.
No, but causing harm in the right context.
That voice was the same as the voice of the evil creature that lived under Paris and was trying to take over the world
evil...
and had a very... Evil is the wrong
evil
word.
Evil is a complicated term.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was trying to take over the world, and it had some very strange ideas about morality, and it was bad. It was just very bad.
It didn't have any rules.
No, it had a lot of rules.
It had too many rules, and they did not lead to the outcomes we thought they would, or anyone else thought they would.
It thought it was helping people.
It genuinely did.
It ended up with a lot of brains in vats.
Yeah.
And zombies. And memory wipes. And you know how the world totally fell apart, like a month ago?
Yeah, I had heard.
Yeah, that was that.
Right.
Well, really,
wait, so
it was us
that.
Turning that off.
Wait, so it was doing good?
No.
Because the world fell apart when you turned it off.
Some of the good was a byproduct.
Yeah, I heard about that. Brains in
of the evil.
Yeah.
Evil is a complicated term.
You said that.
I'd stick to it.
There were a lot of bodies.
Well, because it didn't have right guide anymore, whatever. Why isn't it now in your backpack?
That's a good question, Sasha.
Look, sometimes.
And why did this? And why did this?
He says, picking up the crystal.
Which is now not glowing anymore.
Okay.
So
why did this? cause it to do a thing?
So it looks to me like that crystal is part of the energy, the multiple elemental energy matrix that sustained that creature under Paris and is probably part of the power system for the simulacrum, which is the thing we're trying to investigate the entire production of.
So if it looks like it's gone, right?
Well, it's probably a quarter of the power source.
Yeah, yeah.
From what we saw, you needed all four. But all right. it'd be just enough to animate some section.
Yeah, but maybe if, because there's no power anymore, it will die. And well, you'll have an orb
corpse. We didn't think there was any power in it until the orb.
Hammy gets to do it.
Stop blurring the lines.
This is orbful.
Won't.
You are one more pun away from psychic damage. I haven't given negative levels due to psychic damage before, but I can start.
Anyway.
Right, basically,
how does that orb have the voice of Mr. Sealing?
Look, sometimes we come across interesting objects, and I'm a collector. So it was just lying around.
Did you steal it?
In the office.
Which office? The secret hidden one in the basement behind the power station.
Well,
I'm going to take a break there.
The one that we burned down to stop the secrets ever being released into the world.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
And welcome back. So, I'm sure there's...
Well, we could just smash it with a hammer.
I mean, it's a very powerful magical object. That might not work.
I could give it a go. got a hammer.
Yeah.
Well, Bertie knew that dodgy blacksmith that was going to torture his sword, so you just smash it with a hammer. A magic hammer.
I mean, I suggest just not putting it near a power source. It was
you
clearly,
did, though.
It was clearly asleep until we did that.
Yeah, well, that genie's out of the bottle, isn't it?
No, it's back in a bottle, or rather,
no, it's in a bag.
Bag of holding.
Well, it's in an extra-dimensional space where it probably can't do
well,
any
we'll
harm.
Well, drop it down a well, then.
People have a habit of finding things that you drop at the bottom
fire
of wells.
Fire it into the sky, then.
Look, let's just talk to Wild. I don't think it's
all right, let's
go
to a canteen.
Well, I'm just a bit... Just while it's the three of us, I'm a little worried that giving it to anyone else might lead them to misuse the knowledge and power that it could provide.
So let's smash it with a hammer.
Yeah, I'm
we can try.
That.
We can try.
All right, we'll get it out then.
Could we put the power source in a different bag of holding first,
okay.
Now that we've got so many?
So now we're on one side of a river, and we've got two bags of holding, and you can't have...
How did that fox get in here?
God, a hammer, a fox, a power source, a bag of holding, and you've
and
got
to... And if you take the wrong ones, a singularity happens halfway across the river.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
I'll grab a bag of holding that we grabbed and...
We have
so many
bags of holding.
Pop the crystal in it.
Okay. I'm going to now look at which of these bags of holding, I don't know which one it's in, pulled out four bags of holding.
Just pull them all out.
No, we don't know what's in there or how much. We just,
well, it's more evil orbs.
Just be careful.
What we find?
Starts shaking a bag of holding out.
It's full of dirt.
Aww.
Just loads of dirt. Like, far more dirt than the bag can... Like, a pile of dirt is now in the corridor because you just upended it and it's just...
Why would you have a bag of holding full of dirt?
Maybe he needed to grow vegetables in that
I
dimension.
Cast detect magic again.
It's mundane dirt. He just had a bag of dirt.
I bet that he needed to bring all the soil for his garden.
Oh, that's
from
true.
From the outside.
Still a bit weird though, isn't it?
Well, but...
Empty the next one.
It's more dirt. You now have, like... Filled the space of corridor that you are in is just so much dirt. Just
are we going to have to root through this
like,
dirt?
There's literally
all?
A literal
I mean,
ton of dirt
than
now
a
in this
and
corridor.
A haystack, but
is what that... about the third one? Third bag's a charm.
Okay, let's get out of the corridor because we now can't get into the main council chamber.
Oh yeah, the council chamber is now buried. In a lot of ways, you've buried your friend finally.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
How macabre.
Bring that tone back down.
Right. What
Thanks,
do you...
Alex.
Yeah. Wait. We...
Bertie's on the table. You've buried the door.
Oh, yeah. But people can... Oh, they can't teleport in and out.
No, they can't.
All right.
Also, to be fair, Alex said friend and...
You know what? Yeah, that's fair. That's on me.
Colleague.
We couldn't tell who you were talking about. The two concepts are so far apart. All right, maybe we should go outside.
Yeah, I mean, should we just...
Should we just go find
out whether there's anything in this dirt first?
Well, you can dig through it if you want.
Go on.
I mean,
should we go outside?
Yeah. Just go on them.
In you go. Might be a shovel in the third bag.
You can give me a perception check if you want.
I'm going to.
Give me a perception check. So per square foot of dirt, if you want to search 2 metric tons of soil, you're looking at about...
It'll take 10.
You take 10. January comes by.
Pretty sure the bags of holding can only hold £500 each.
It's very true. You've got me.
That is a 26.
26.
Perception check.
You're pretty certain.
It's all dirt. Good. Well, it's nice to be sure.
Right, so yeah. Let's
oh, I'm
go
filthy.
Out.
I cast prestidigitation.
You're now not filthy. You're still in a corridor full of
let's
dirt.
Let's get out of here.
Right. I was already leaving. Come on.
All right.
So outside, and then I'll shake out the other bags they're holding.
Loads more dirt comes out of them. So the third one you empty outside, let's say, what, on the steps of the Dean House? Look, dirt everywhere. And then the last one, dirt. Ding, 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 ding.
Ah, there we go. So we're now on a floating... island in the sky.
You're on a floating university that's, in the sky
that is, just
that is currently under martial law held by the Cult of Mars, right. And you are emptying more dirt than should fit into a bag.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's all very straightforward stuff.
What is
when
happening?
You say it like that, it sounds ridiculous.
When the dirt falls over the side of...
Oh, you're in the
island.
Middle of an island.
What happens? Like, does
I mean, it hits the ground.
Does it fall immediately, or is there a like magical force field keeping everything up? You know?
The orb is rolling away.
Okay, I'll grab the orb.
So, all right, I've got a dagger here. Just hand over here and I'll just try and smash it.
Well, I'll sit down, cross-legged, sort of with the orb in between my legs held with my thighs, grab the dagger with both my hands and ram it down on top of the thing.
You make a significant, like, dink in it.
Keep going until...
Dink! Dink!
Ding, 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 ding,
ding. How long are you willing to go for?
Say 10 minutes.
10 minutes? You know what? By the end of 10 minutes, you're starting to break through. There's a thick layer of metal around whatever's inside it. You know, like maybe a good half inch.
We could just try into the forge. We know where it is.
Let's talk to Wild.
I just think we need to be really careful.
Are you still in there?
You have managed to just break through that half inch of, like, ding, 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 because it has been denting a little bit.
Oh, well.
There's...
I've got leverage. I've got to keep going then.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
Some goo starts coming out.
What is goo?
What is that?
I don't know.
I'll keep going.
Is there a knowledge we could roll to work out what the goo is?
Yes.
It's necromantic,
which
though.
Knowledge?
So, can I have knowledge arcana from anyone who has it? And also, can I get a wisdom check from both Sasha and Hamid as a separate check?
Do nature or religion work?
No. This is both not natural and not of the gods.
If it's a bodily fluid, you can claim a heal check.
I got 10.
I'd allow that.
Okay, I'll do a heal check.
21 on knowledge arcana.
Yep.
And 18 on wisdom.
Okay.
And 15 on the heal check.
Okay.
I got 10 on wisdom.
So, Hamid, almost certainly this is... You remember that you did actually run into effectively one of these with Mr. Sealing. They were, like, one of them was acting as a guide for a while and stuff like that. They're most likely extensions of Mr. Sealing, but not necessarily Mr. Sealing himself.
Oh, that's really bad, then.
As the... In terms of what it is, though, it feels like an extension of not necessarily its own thing. In terms of your wisdom check, that was what you remember, and pairing that with your arcana check. Grizzop.
Yeah?
You know that smell. That's brain juice.
Oh, it's brain juice.
Well, that makes sense.
Yes,
I mean,
probably a
he
bit
ran
of
on
brain.
Brains.
All right, well, let's definitely kill it. Stab, 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 stab.
Maybe, wait...
I'm stabbing.
Yeah, yeah, sure. I'm just gonna layer into this. Dink, dink, dink. You carry on.
I don't know what Hamid knows, so wouldn't.
I mean, I'm just a little worried that it wasn't an independent actor and it was somehow joined to a larger instance of Mr. Sealing.
Maybe you stop because you might be making it angry.
No. I don't. It's probably isolated. It's probably just an isolated thing, and it didn't have any other knowledge, and destroying it is the right thing to do, but...
Just in case...
That's fine. Let's...
Oh, you've made it. You've managed to lever it to the point where it is effectively a solid ore, but you are able to start bending, like, bits of it out and stuff.
Yeah.
What looks to be in there is...
Chunks of brain.
A brain. A person's brain. And an enormous amount of stuff.
Okay.
Like crystals and metal.
Given the person's brain, how big is it?
The orb.
Oh, I thought it was like a tennis ball.
Our listeners can't necessarily hear.
No, I figure I'll just use...
It's about
a basketball. It's about the size of a brain.
You were all imagining tennis ball, like the rest of us.
Yeah.
But he meant basketball.
He did mean basketball. Yeah. So using my extensive knowledge of the... of general humanoid morphology, I stick my dagger in it and whiz it around, because that usually does for brains.
Squelchy squelch. Squelch, 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 squelchy squelch. Squelch, squelch.
Sorted.
I cast acid splash a couple of times just to dissolve the remnants.
I'll scrabble away from it.
You now have a brain soup.
There you go. Dealt with.
Good.
We're happy?
I'm going to praise the crystals.
It's been quite a traumatic week, so not especially, but I'm glad that this specific problem has been dealt with.
Do you want to appraise it?
Yeah, I want to appraise all the stuff that's on the inside. Oh, that's a natural 20.
Nice.
Plus a bonus of 9.
Utterly worthless. He messed it all up using the acid. It would have probably been worth loads. Really delicate stuff.
Right.
Know?
Anyone got a bin? Don't want to litter.
Stick it back in one of the bags of holding.
All right.
Wait. Takes both halves, puts them in different bags of holding.
Good plan.
Okay.
We should hold on to that potential magical power source, though. That could come in useful in some...
Well, that's in this bag of
less,
holding.
Less evil
Should
context.
We go for a wild?
Yeah, grand.
Go to the canteen.
Right. After about 40 minutes, 45 minutes, Wild comes in and looks annoyed. Why are you here?
Hamid says...
Did I miss something?
Finishing off his second plate of food. We needed to eat.
So what? Right. Okay. He composes himself. You went into the study.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then came for some food.
How are we supposed to find you?
I was at the door. I have been waiting.
Well, you know that.
You went in, you disappeared, and then...
Well, it took us 3 days. We didn't think you'd still be there.
3 days? Look, it's been about an hour since you went in.
Whee!
Oh!
So...
I haven't lost any time.
Well, we spent several days in there.
Yeah. Wait, not my age! Oh, no! What?
I feel like I'm missing something.
It was a dimension.
Well...
Newton has his own...
It's a dick.
Newton had done something pretty dramatic to both space and time within
Newton?
That office.
I don't know what...
Anyway, we got Liliana. Handed Liliana into
the
Mars.
Where is she?
Handed Liliana into the Mars people.
Why?
Because they're doing the investigation.
No,
Wild.
Don't do that.
They're doing the investigation. But we've got research for you. Here you go. Happy birthday? I don't know.
Oh, thanks. I'd say you shouldn't have, but you definitely should have, and I'm glad you did.
It's details on the power source used behind both the thing we destroyed under Paris, as well as probably the power source of the simulacrum. Of course, it has been miniaturised.
Okay.
There's no one else sitting next to us.
he starts leafing it through.
I
okay, brilliant.
My so magic next? Ears.
What next?
Well, so...
We get to leave a city without it exploding behind us. That's an improvement.
Well,
unusual.
I mean, the university is under martial law, so in a very social sense, it has kind of imploded the previous balance between the town and the gown.
What are we doing?
All right,
what's next?
So, basically, Wild stares for a moment at Sasha and Hamid going off on one, then just blanks them and just turns to Grizzop. So, as far as I'm aware, there are still a couple of locations that we'll need investigating.
Cool, what are they? Where's the closest one?
Well, I've still got all the details, Oscar.
Oh, no, we're going to Cairo.
But we need to go to Cairo first.
Sure, that makes sense. I can't get you off the university for the next couple of days. I told you it's going to be locked down for at least 3.
Would they make exceptions for, like, a family funeral, though?
They made exceptions to not lock you up and interrogate you all. I think that's as much exception as I'm going to get from the Mars Lodge. You know, they're not exactly known for anything apart from smashing.
Oh, hang
things,
on a minute.
Really.
What about that vacant chap?
Hmm?
The one who keeps going to everyone.
Oh, Einstein.
Yeah, what about him?
Well, he went on the run with the other senior university figures.
Oh.
Because, you know, they were anti-merit.
Anyone checked his office?
Wild does that really annoying thing of then looking from Grizzup to Hamid and Sasha. Does this one not listen?
This one?
Yeah, all right, Wild.
He's very competent,
yeah,
Wild.
Yeah, he's good.
He's been a really valuable addition, actually.
I
also, please use my name unless you're, this one. Do you want me to shoot your knees off?
Right, so anyway...
Can I send a message down to the city?
No, it's locked down for 3 days.
Not at all, no messages.
If we got, like, a glider, could we jump off?
Maybe, I mean...
What? Right.
Oh, no,
so,
I hadn't...
I'm quite good at acrobatics.
Do you want to give me just set up?
Skyrim has taught me anything... Morrowind, rather. That's
you're in danger of some psychic damage again.
That popular, popular epic play that we watched.
Yeah, that's great. It trained me that if you train your acrobatics high enough, you can jump off a mountain.
Yeah, and it is interesting how they recast the meritocrats as sort of more deadly time-eating beings. I thought it was a very good social commentary, actually.
Yeah, that's great.
I'd say in your own time, but we wouldn't record anything. So,
but what I was going to say before distracted by that excellent piece of culture is that Einstein chap. He doesn't seem like if he goes on the run, he might just go back to his office for a nice sleep. So I'll go check his office, see if he's there.
Yeah, or like Ahmed, do you know any magic
all
people
right.
here that might be able to get us off the island?
Thank you for finishing that sentence.
So, I mean, Grizzle gets down and just runs out the room.
He's gone.
Probably not, no.
All right, well, let's go to this office then.
Okay.
Maybe Sasha walks, but her walk speed is about as fast as most people running. So,
I'm the same speed as a fully-sized humanoid. Not you, but like a normal one. So,
Wild accompanies you, because why wouldn't he? heading back, and yeah, you head back up. Up the stairs. You finally make it back to Einstein's study.
Yeah. Poke the doorknob.
What? You're in.
Einstein! Anyone? Hello?
Gideon?
Still nothing.
I wonder if that crow could help.
Well, he's not in the office. Fair enough. Well, we're stuck here for the next couple of days.
Everyone else comes in, as does Wilde.
Yeah, what? Maybe there's some teleporty magic. Oh,
well, unless we find...
This is quite the puzzle, isn't it?
Unless we find a scroll, you know, that's it. We've just got to wait for days.
Do they, like, sell them at, like, the university shop? Could we just grab a scroll or teleport?
I mean, probably, yeah, but they might not be on sale right now.
What about...
We could nick one.
What about that ding-dong who was running the thing up and down?
Wilde starts just... rifling through Einstein's stuff, having a mess.
Yeah, I mean, I'm out.
The student who teleported us up here and down again. Well, we can find them.
Yeah, and apply some pressure.
What?
You know, when we got up to the... He took us back down because of the zombies first time.
I'm stuck.
That was the university's teleportation service. But again, that's one of the first things the Cult of Mars will have clamped down on if they want to stop travelling back and forth.
Them,
yeah.
And as fun as this is, I'm just going
to
go ahead and go do something.
All right, no, hang on a minute. So you're our handler, right?
Yeah.
So you're supposed
to empower us to do our jobs, and our jobs are currently getting to Kara as quickly as possible. Yeah. So why don't you do your job?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool, thanks, bye.
Do that.
He just leaves.
Good.
He just leaves the room.
Glad he's gone.
Right. Well, that was unhelpful. I mean, I suppose we could spend a few days sitting around.
Everyone give me a perception check.
Oh, dear.
9.
15.
13.
Sasha, there's a very faint coming from Einstein's desk.
Oh, dear.
Hello?
What?
Hello?
He was hiding from Wilde. I would.
Hello?
Hey, Einstein.
What? Hello?
Could you help us get to Cairo?
You need to yell. I'm far away.
Where are
Wait,
you?
Wait, hang on a minute.
Not so loud.
I walk up to the stone and then talk into it normally.
Yeah. So yeah, like this detritus all over his desk, and yeah, you pick up one of the stones that's just got a faint blue glow, and you remember he gave you one to contact him in the event that you ran into Kafka.
I've been trying to reach you. You don't answer your stone. Why don't you answer your stone? You never answer your stone.
Well, how was it? It was on silent.
What do you mean it was on silent? Okay, what's the point in having a stone if you don't answer it?
Well, how do we know to answer?
Do you have any idea how expensive that stone is?
No.
Do you have any idea how much work goes into making one of them? And
no.
You even use it?
No.
I'm going to do an appraise check on the stone. Ooh, 19. Plus 9.
I tell you what, if they could industrialise the process of making them, you reckon they could catch on.
Yeah.
You might want to add some kind of extra applications for extended utility.
Yeah, you could call them, but given their stones probably rockier.
I don't know, I just call them mobile stones. See, now that's a good joke. I'm on board with that joke. I like that one. Because it takes more work to get there.
So, what? Okay? I'll try and call you.
No, you're going to contact us. You're on the run from the authorities.
Anyway, could you just teleport us to Cairo, please?
Not without my sister's body.
Right, okay,
wait, now then.
What? Make up mind.
Professor.
One second, I'm getting another call.
Mate, they'll transport your sister's body right there.
This guy is on the run from the authorities. Why is he helping us? Why are we accepting his help and not turning him in?
It's only on the run. If you're running, I don't run anywhere.
Yeah,
technically I'm on the teleporting.
Also, to be honest, the Cult of Mars is just a real drag, so...
I mean, I don't like them. I'm just saying that perhaps it is correct for the senior university figures to answer for what they've done.
That is true. But maybe we could raise that after he's done us a favour.
That's a good point.
You know I can hear you, right?
Yes!
Great, it's working!
All right, could you, transport us to Cairo quick?
Professor, where are you? What are you doing?
Don't worry about that. Just transport us.
No, I think it matters.
I'm on a beach.
Yeah.
It's lovely.
Yeah, mate.
What exactly is your plan?
I think he's going.
Probably. I'm on a beach.
Yeah, he's
it's gonna... lovely.
Can't tell. Maybe go paddling in an hour.
Yeah, have a swim.
Do you have any idea how stressful it is working at the university? I got to sit. I got to relax. It's great.
Yeah, no marking.
And you don't want to maybe help make up for all the things that went wrong and all the deaths that were caused?
Wrong. What deaths? What do you mean?
What? No.
Well, hundreds of people died, literally.
Wow. What did you do?
Oh, my God.
Okay, Hammond. Okay.
Okay, one sec.
Let's just get...
So,
Einstein teleports into the study just...
Now, look, Einstein, just a moment. You might have been indirectly responsible for his sister's death, so you can tell why he might be a bit stressed.
No, I don't think that's the case.
Well, you know, one of your number did try and turn everyone
into
zombies.
One of my what?
Number, you know, the council, Kafka. Remember Franz
Kafka? Oh, right, yeah, right. Yeah.
Well, he went bad.
He went weird, huh?
Yeah, tried to kill everyone.
He's talking to you over his shoulder whilst he's packing a bag.
I mean, I'm trying to help. It's a lovely beach. What you want? Like, okay, I like you guys. I mean, not all of you, not all the time. In fact, I barely like you guys. What are you doing in my office?
Looking for you.
Oh, everyone's happy. He starts packing again.
Could you just teleport us?
Yes.
To Cairo?
Yes.
Okay, let's... Hamid, let's just go there, right? Your sister's funeral can't happen until the body gets there.
Okay, bye! He teleports out.
All right, well, that I closed that avenue of communication.
Well, no, I'm going to pick up the stone.
Einstein?
Oh, what?
You were supposed to teleport us to Cairo.
You didn't say that. You said, could I? Yes, it's lazy.
Please teleport us to Cairo.
Okay.
You teleport immediately into the middle of a sandstorm.
Ah!
You see nothing apart from...
Oh, okay, right.
And I think I'll end the episode there.
Wait, what? No!
Well, that went well. I think that went really well. I think you met helpful people. I think that you left a load of dirt in the university. And in the end, isn't that what winning is?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to have a big, long talk about good punning. You had me at Rockier.
That
didn't
was good.
I didn't get a final, you know, goodbye to my ex who I now hate. And I didn't get to rub it in her face that I'm awesome. So I'm a bit disappointed.
Closure so last season. Anyway, we're going to wrap up there, and I hope everyone enjoys it and joins in next week. Bye, guys.
Bye. Bye.
Rusty Quill Gaming is a podcast distributed by RustyQuill.com and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial International License. Today's episode was recorded and produced by Alexander J. Newell. To comment on episodes, make donations, and view links, images, videos, and show notes, visit RustyQuill.com. Rate and review us on iTunes. Visit us on Facebook. Tweet us on Twitter at TheRustyQuill or email us at mail@RustyQuill.com. Thanks for listening.
The door into the sort of central chambers where Body's Birth was presented and Sasha was healed using bad energy, not good energy. And you are outside the closed doors.
I had a mini breakdown.
Yes,
I screamed for
ages.
Hours,
yeah,
hours.
Ages.
That must have been a pretty difficult editing job, actually.
Honestly, I just skipped the first 60 minutes.
I've got to say, it's negative energy. I don't really like you morally coding this energy.
It's not... bad. It's bad energy.
Hey, some of us really are limited. Just undead, and like the stigma is really worse than the actual condition. Like, so long as I get regular healing, it's really something you can just live with. It's just a factor of life.
I mean, technically,
this is basically the fantasy version of diabetes.
Oh God!
I mean, yeah, what he said.
Like, Isaac Newton has really rubbed off on you because you are just a horribly aloof, irritating human being. Not a human being. Yeah. Fantasy. Aloof. Sentient creature.
Hello all. It's Helen here, the voice of Azu from Rusty Quill Gaming and the host and director of Enthusiasm. Today, I'm here to tell you about The Programme. The Programme audio series is a science fiction anthology podcast set in a world where money, state, and God are fused into a single entity. Every episode is a standalone story featuring ordinary people inhabiting this extraordinary world. And for them, it's not the future that is terrifying, but our present. The programme is sometimes funny, sometimes poignant, but it is always smart. Find out more about the programme at www.rustyquill.com or www.programmaudioseries.com or search for the Programme Audio Series wherever you listen to your podcasts. Have fun and enjoy the episode.